Blog Talk Radio. Today is a day for truth. The world needs to know what happened and to know what he stands for. That kind of power is very dangerous. Let the record show that this committee holds him responsible.
That's how it starts. The fever. The rage that turns good men cruel.
This bat vigilante, like a one-man reign of terror. You don't get to decide what the right thing is. Nobody cares about Clark Kent taking on the Batman.
This means something. The awesome people have. The all that gives them hope.
People hate what they don't understand. Be their hero, Clark. Be their angel. Be their monument. Be anything they need you to be. Or be none of it. You don't owe this world a thing. You never did.
Do you know the oldest lie in America, Senator? The devils don't come from hell beneath us. They come from the sky.
20 years in Gotham, how many good guys are left? How many stayed that way?
He has the power to wipe out the entire human race.
DC set out a little press release here, and I'll read it, and then we'll get some callers on the line. We are live right now, so call in at 917-889-3033. Again, that number is 917-889-3033. We'll be live for the next 29 minutes, so call in and join in on the fun. Do you think Bob Kane deserves a star now that we know that he was not the only sole creator of Batman? Are we going to cut him a break, or should he share that star? How dare he? All right, well, we want to hear your thoughts, so call in. Again, that number is 917-889-3033, or tweet us at Batman Talk, and if you have any questions on there, you could tweet us. And I'll try to read your tweets and see if we can answer your questions directly from Twitter. So join us there. Our handle is at Batman Talk, all one word. All right, enough of that. Let's go to the phones from area code 646. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, Movie World?
Hey, Movie World, what's up, man? So
what's
did
up,
you
man?
Hear about Bob Kane getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Yeah. See, it's hard because it's like, I think Bill Finger's name deserves to be up there too, but I feel like Bob Kane did create Batman as well, so I wish both of their names would be
up there. It's a hard one. It's really hard, yeah.
Yeah, because he created the concept of the character. Even if Bill Finger created everything else, Gotham City, the name Robert, he still created the concept, and Bob Kane was basically hired by DC to come up with a character, and then basically Bob Kane, he hired Bill Finger and a whole bunch of people to work with him. So if they never hired Bob Kane, then technically they would never really be a Batman. But Bill Finger, he created him too, because he created the Batman with the look we all know. So it's like both of them.
Yeah, the Batmobile, Batcave, everything. Literally everything.
But the Joker, it doesn't stop, you know? Bob Kane's original drawing, it was Batman. He named it Batman, but it didn't look like the Batman. He had like a domino mask and a black cape. And
it looked like
registered.
Aquaman with wings.
Yeah. And basically, like, Bill Finger said, no, I don't like the way that looks. So we find
that
it
looks
and,
so trashy.
Yeah. So
that's
it's
crazy.
Like hard.
I know it's so hard between fans. I know there's fanboys that pick sides. I know you're very active on the internet, movie world. What's the buzz out there? Are a lot of people for Bill Finger getting credit on everything, including the star, or do you think Bob Kane's show should solely deserve this one?
I think it's like 50-50. Like, you know, a lot of people like believe Bill Finger should get full credit, and some people hear Bob Kane. I feel like they should eat both. It should be created Batman created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. Like I said, because Bob Kane's father, he was a kid. Like, you know, when he created Batman, he didn't know anything about law. His father was a crafty lawyer, and he basically made it binding that his name could only be on there, not Bill Finger. So, like, Bob Kane was a teen, so he couldn't really do anything or say anything about it.
When he grew up, he could have said something like, yo, I know this is ethically unfair.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I know
even as an old man, hey, guys, now that I'm dying, I want to tell you the truth.
But he did say, I have a book about, you know, the making of Batman and Robin, the movie with George Clooney. And he says it in the book that he says, if I would have gone back, I would have changed it because Bill Finger, he's the unsung hero of Batman. He says it in the making of Batman and Robin.
Wow.
Unsung hero. Yeah.
Okay, we have a new caller from AmeriCode 469. Who is this?
Hey, Joe from Krypton.
What's up, Joe from Krypton? How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Were you guys talking about Bob Kane?
We're talking about Bob Kane getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How do you feel about that?
Like MovieWorks says, I mean, it's deserved, but Bill Finger needs credit also. I don't think it's fair.
It's like saying, okay, we're going to put a star on, what's a good example? I was going to use the Apple example with, like, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Yeah. Steve Jobs was getting the star for creating Apple, and Wozniak was like, yo, what the hell? You know, who am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, that's true. He did get shafted. Wozniak. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how just now we're getting news that, you know, DC Comics is now giving full credit to Bill Finger with co-authorship with Bob Kane on Gotham and also the Batman comics as well.
And the movie, too.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And I wonder, and of course, Batman versus Superman, right?
Yeah, Batman versus Superman. I wonder how they're going to do it. But, you know, I didn't know that he created Green Lantern, too.
Hey, Sue.
Oh, really?
Yep, Bill Finger. Yeah, he created Green Lantern. Yeah. He created the whole entire concept of Alan Scott. He created that, so he's the creator of Green Lantern. That was the first Green Lantern.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, good point. Good point.
Yeah, from what I heard, I never seen the episode. I heard there's the only thing, like, now that you can actually see his name on a credit. He actually wrote an episode of the Adam West Batman with the Riddler, and it says written by Bill Finger in the episode.
Wow.
It's a Riddler episode.
Like, come on. Why do you think it took so long, Movie World?
Yeah, I
to give him credit.
I think it was because, like, Bob Kane's father, like I said, he was a crafty lawyer, and they couldn't really basically unbind all the legal crap. It was taking them ahead. I don't know why it took this long to, like, finally, like, be able to get through all the legal, I guess, crap and paperwork that they said. maybe they came through with a deal finally or something.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy how just now that came out. And then a couple, like, not even a month later, Bob Kane's getting a star. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Was this planned? Because, you know, with the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the stars, you have to buy those.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, right here. See, I found the book, The Making of Batman and Robin, and he says, quote, Bob Kane says, when I started writing the character with the late Bill Finger, the unsung hero of Batman, he would bring giant settings and props into the story and then build the plot around them. We would have giant telescopes, laboratories like the one in this movie. He created a lot. He is truly the unsung hero of Batman. Bob Kane said that about Bill Finger making a Batman and Robin book.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. He regretted it.
Yeah, I guess at that point he wasn't hiding it no more, right?
Yeah.
And then he shortly died right after Batman and Robin, right?
Yeah, he died just before like they were gonna start airing the first episode of Batman Beyond, like 1998, and then
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah. Like a year after Batman and Robin he died, yeah.
Crazy. Okay, yeah. So this will take place, if you're in Hollywood and you're listening to the podcast, it takes place on October 21st, 2015 at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
The year Back to the Future. The year Back to the Future Part 2.
Yep, that's what everybody's saying. And we'll feature both Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice filmmaker Zack Snyder and DC Comics co-publisher Jim Lee as guest speakers, as well as the Batman vs. Superman Batmobile. The Batmobile won't be speaking. Instead, it'll be parked there looking too awesome for words. So that's going to be kind of cool. They're going to make their entrance in the Batmobile. Let's see. It doesn't say where the star will be placed. So it says to go to walkoffame.com for more information. Oh, no, here's the address. 6764 Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Guinness World Records Museum.
I wish I was there now, man.
Yeah, I wish I had the day off. I have to go to work. I'm like, man, that would be so awesome to be there. I would love to see that. It's just down the street from me, so. It would be a shame to miss it. So I might be sick. No, just kidding. and then also, not only is the Bob Kane star ceremony going on, it looks like the world famous landmark is already an amazing achievement. It's actually not the only one that the Dark Knight will be earning. The character will also be awarded the Guinness World Records title for the most film adaptations of a comic book character. And then it says, hey, no one ever accused the Dark Knight of underachieving. So that's pretty cool. It's going to win also a Guinness World Record. How do you feel about that, Movie World?
I was thinking about when I read that, I'm like, is that really accurate? Because Superman, I think... Wasn't he having movies before Batman? He had black and white. He had black and white films and everything like that.
Yeah, I don't know if they lumped the serials together into and categorize it. I don't know how many serials would make up a movie, but maybe they did that.
I know the Batman serials are 15 from 1943 and 15 from 1940. So that's 30 serials. For the Batman. Out of the Superman ones, I don't know how many serials they are. I have the old episode, but I'm not sure how many serials. Well, I was wondering if they're going by the Donner movies. And yeah, I wonder if they're starting from the Donner movies or from the black and white. I was like, how? What are they counting? I'm like,
right?
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately for Superman, that's where it stopped for a long time after the,
yeah, the
horrible
Donner, yeah.
Peace on Earth,
Superman.
Or what's it called? The
oh, Superman Quest for Peace. I feel bad.
Quest
for Peace. Have you seen the commentary on that? It's hilarious because the writer is trashing his own movie on the DVD commentary. Like, this
oh, really?
Piece of garbage.
Oh, I have to check that
this
out.
Piece of crap. He's like, Christopher Reeve was like the worst one yet.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, Christopher Reeve wrote this script and he came in with good intentions and they took all the money and made this a piece of utter trash. And like, you've seen it in the comments.
Yeah. Well, going back to Bill Finger getting the so-called credit for now Batman, it says, I was looking at the comments on the DC Comics page, and a lot of people are saying, what about Finger? And then another person says, good. And Bill Finger? ? And then someone says, if you don't know who Bill Finger is, don't call yourself a Batman fan.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are bringing up Bill Finger on the posting of the Bob Kane Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are being pretty vocal. I was pretty upset to hear that, you know, Bob Kane did that, you know, and Bill Finger didn't get credit. And I know, you know, his dad has a lot of influence at the time. But come on, you know, enough was enough. And that was not cool.
Yeah.
And
it's like, I saw a play about, you know, you
want to hate him, but then you're like, but I loved him so many years ago. So,
yeah.
I'm, you know, can I forgive him?
Yeah.
And, you know. It's just so hard.
Yeah. I saw a play. I don't know if it's still. I actually saw a play about the life of Bob Kane and Bill Finger, and it had Batman Forever music as a play. It's called Fathers of the Dark Knight. You could go on www.fathersofthedarkknight.com, and it's by Roberto Williams. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a play. It's an actual play about how. Bob Kane and Bill Finger created Batman, and people play Jerry Robinson and all the creators, and every time they say like they created something, then you see the lights go off, and then the scenes play out with actors playing Batman and Robin and Batgirl and stuff like that. It's like they're creating it, and then you actually see what they're creating when they have to be thinking in their minds.
Cool. All right, Joe, you're
actually
back.
Play, yeah.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm going to have to hang up again, so sorry if I do.
I was like, I hope he's not driving.
Yeah, I'm actually on the road.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't know
your hands,
Grant. I
got a
couple of
minutes. We hear your radio.
It's funny. I was just playing the trailer before I heard it on your show. Like, I love that trailer, man.
Man! And you know what? I get so jazzed up because you know,
me
as
too.
You know, I'm a huge Superman fan. But then just to see Batman the way we're supposed to see him, you know, and then he's just so ripped and man, it's gonna be so crazy. I cannot
wait. Freaking epic, man.
Yeah. It's
like, no matter how many times I see it, it's like, I feel like it's the first time, like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
I agree. I just cannot wait. And, you know, if they're already going full-fledged with all the other movies, you know that the studio is way comfortable and, you know, secure with the cut of the film, you know, now that...
Yeah.
They're pretty locked and just working on the effects now, so it's just great.
Yeah. Did you hear that rumor about supposedly two separate BBS trailers are going to play October 26th, one with the Gotham series and one with the Supergirl on the same day or something?
Yeah, that's what Joe, remember you were saying something like that?
Yeah, I brought that up a few times. I hope it's true. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Now, where did you hear it, Joe?
A few different sources, comicbookmovie.com, Hollywood, no, not Hollywood Reporter.
Hello, Hollywood. Yeah, hello, that
Comicbook.com. The guys at Collider, the you know, John Kempe and all those guys from Movie Talk, they talked about it, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And in Movie World, what did you hear?
That heroic Hollywood site. But the thing that I'm thinking, like, wouldn't that be confused? So they're saying you will see two separate trailers, one dealing with Batman, one with Superman. You have to see the Batman one to watch. You have to watch Gotham and see the Batman one, then go to Supergirl and see the Superman. I'm like, come on.
Oh, that
would
be
so
cool.
How do you know which time it's playing?
brilliant marketing right there.
You put it at the DVR.
That's genius.
How do you know they play the exact same time? That's the thing. I'm like, which one do
and
I watch?
And they should, because they're airing those same, you know, those two shows back-to-back on the same time slot.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, right
they should just go balls deep and be like, you know what? The last man or woman is standing.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Why not? Let's go. Let's go, Daddy.
You know they're going to release it online, so you don't got to worry about catching it.
Yeah.
In real time.
Oh,
yeah.
I
want to ask you guys, you know, for the people listening to the podcast, I want to ask you to, every morning, you know, you go online to want to get your geeky out news. Give us your top five go-to websites that you go every day, and you know you do. So think of the first top five. And tell us why the number one is the number one. So start with your five and then work your way up to number one, okay?
All right.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah. All right, go.
My number five is schmozno.com. Those guys drop a lot of scoops. And then I usually hit up a lot of, what's the name of that website? Collider.com. Those guys have a lot of good news. Hollywood Reporter is another good one. Those guys are really, really credible. And then I use comicbook.com. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that one.
Yeah.
And my number one, I think my number one's probably comicbookmovie.com because I've been going there since 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
And those guys are usually pretty pretty legit. So I use that site a lot.
All right, cool. Thanks for sharing, man. All right, let's go to you, Movie World. Give us your top five, starting with your low five, and then work your way up to number one.
I go to Comic Book Movie. I put that low five. Like, I always go on there, but it's like sometimes, they're not accurate, but I always go on so comicbookmovie.com. I go to comicbook.com. I go to comicbookresources.com. And the other two that... The Hollywood Reporter and Variety, just because if I hear it on Hollywood Reporter or Variety, they don't print rumors. They just put straight up facts.
Yeah.
So it's not like
they're not breaking every 5 minutes. Did you see that whole fiasco this morning with Fantastic Four? Everybody was publishing Fantastic Four, this movie right now back with Marvel. And then it just spread like wildfire.
Saw that. That was
ridiculous. A rumor, a fake rumor.
That was just BS. And that's what originated from that site, Den of Geeks. So I'm like, I don't know if I trust it. Not like 50-50, because some stuff they say in there is BS. So Den of Geeks is some stuff
they
say is true.
They lost their sources. And there are so-called sources that told them.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for sharing. I just want to make sure fans out there know what you guys are reading every day and where you're getting your source. So they could also follow those sites as well. So thanks. I want to open the floor to you guys. Anything Batman, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
Oh, come to me next. Go to Movie World first.
Let's go to you, Movie World.
Wait, what was the question?
You could talk about anything Batman related.
It's kind of Batman versus Superman related, but
that's fine.
You know how, I don't know if you noticed how a lot of Zack Snyder, he hired a lot of actors from Smallville and put him in Man of Steel. I don't know if you noticed that,
like Lois Lane, Miss Amy Adams.
Yeah, and what's the dude that played Turpin in the season 8, he was the army guy. Remember the dude that played Turpin in the, oh God, what is his freaking name? Dr. Hamilton from Smallville was with Dr. Hamilton from the movie. You know, Dr. Hamilton from Smallville with the glasses. He was the army guy too, in the movie. But in this, in Batman vs Superman too, they have another Smallville alum. They have you know, the guy that was Julian Luther, the clone Luther.
No.
The one that was Grant Gabriel, that he was really Lex Luthor's brother.
Yeah, he became Connell. He became Superboy. Yeah.
Huh?
He became Superboy, right?
No. Remember, he was like the head of.
Were you talking about Julian, the kid, the clone of Luther? That's what you're talking about.
He wasn't a kid.
He wasn't a kid.
Remember, he was like the head of the Daily Planet?
I thought you were talking about the little kid Julian, the Lex Luthor clone.
Oh, no, maybe he was a. Remember, Lionel Luthor wanted to know that he had another son.
Oh, you're talking about Lex's brother. You're talking about his brother. Lex's brother, Julian.
Yeah. Wasn't that the clone Julian, the older one?
Yeah, he's now on a TV show called Men at Work on TBS. Yeah, but he's going to be in BBS?
Yeah, he's a member of Superman. It says in the somebody named Sam or something. I'm like, he's a member of Superman as well. Zack Snyder gets a lot of Smallville alum in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was in Argo. He was actually in Argo with Ben Affleck.
Oh, wow, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was weird. That was a little cool connection.
All right, cool. Anything else, movie world?
I want to see something now. I want to find out some new info from BBS.
Let's check this out. This is all I want. The marketing geniuses that they were during Man of Steel, I want them to be from Batman vs. Superman. I want a new trailer, even if I'm seeing the same footage and it's just recut different times. I don't care.
Just give
me something every day. Because wasn't that fun, guys? Waking up and like trailer number 12. You're like, oh my gosh. It was like, at that point, you just expected a new trailer every day.
Yeah, have you seen the YouTube video? I mean, it's a trailer, the Comic-Con trailer, but there's a YouTube video on YouTube of the Comic-Con trailer. It's so awesome. It's Zack Snyder looking at the audience, looking at the trailer. He's standing there playing the trailer, and he's, like, looking at all the audience cheering.
What's it called?
The video is called New Preview, Dawn of Justice, Comic-Con 2015.
All right, I'm going to go look for that.
Yeah, you see Zack Snyder standing right next to the screen, and people are like up there. He's looking at his own trailer. I'm like, it was kind of weird, meta.
No, that's cool. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I would do that if I was the director. I'm like, I'm gonna watch your response.
Yeah, exactly. And see everybody standing. But
I'm sure
so
he loved it
because
of the response, right?
Yeah, he's showing on the trailer. Everybody had their freaking cell phones up, and he's just standing there looking at his own trailer like, I did that.
Yep.
It's really cool. Yeah.
I hope he is here to stay, Mr. Zack Snyder. He turned it up. He turned it up for Marvel, man.
I mean,
from the awesomeness of Man of Steel to now the new Batman. I mean, we're already. I mean, I can't. I'm a loss for words. So, I mean,
and
just the visuals on Batman himself.
Oh my god! Yeah. And then you heard Henry Cavill on Jimmy Fallon. He confirmed. He said we start pre-production on Justice League in January. I'm like, oh my god! He said that to Jimmy Fallon.
Wow.
So they're gonna be pre-production before even Batman vs. Superman releases. They're going to be pre-production League.
Yeah, they'll probably have to stop shooting for the release of the movie.
Yeah,
crazy.
Exactly.
That's
awesome.
I mean,
they're going all in.
DC,
they're going
DC
all in.
All the way. All right, Joe, let's go to you, sir.
Well, there's not much to talk about on the movie front. It's kind of quiet right now, but
yeah,
I will say,
quiet.
Let me throw three more websites that I do go to also. It's not in my
commercial now. Go ahead, Joe.
like Movie World said, I also use comicbookresources.com. They're pretty credible. I use a lot of Comic Vine because they drop a lot of like actual comic book news on comicvine.com.
Oh, that's great.
And I also love El Mainde's website, Heroic Hollywood. That's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
You guys heard of Heroic Hollywood?
Yeah.
Have you heard of that movie world?
I've had battles with him. It's like that, you know, I don't, because he does have sources, but he's a douche still, even though he does have sources.
He's from New York,
I love your fire, man. I just love it. I mean, you're passionate.
He does have sources, though.
You know, I'm surprised you guys didn't mention superhero hype. Remember one of those?
What happened to superhero hype? It's like they fell off. They used to be the number one.
They totally fell off.
America.
They're not breaking any news.
Stopped doing that.
Coming soon.
And then also, no one mentioned Movie Pilot. No, just kidding.
Oh, God.
Just kidding.
MovieTrash.com, Movie Trash. They put fan fiction as fact and say it's happening.
Right. After a while, I'm like, what am I reading? I'm like, my brain is just melting.
I remember Movie Trash Pilot, they put an article saying that Batman vs. Superman was going to be connected to the Nolan trilogy and it would be the same Bane. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, whatever, please.
Yeah, there's some people that go to that website and they take that as fact. You know, that's what I hate.
Yeah, because they're so quick. They're like the National Enquirer of
Because
I mean, they just go with it. Like if someone says, Jesse Eisenberg will now be dating Wonder Woman. They go with it. You're like,
that's confirmed. Jason Todd is a joke. I'm like, so stupid. Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah.
No one's seen the movie. That's how tight this is. I mean, no one other than the people working on it.
They're like, you guys ever heard of The Onion? They're like The Onion, where they just.
The Onion does it on purpose.
The audience that's writing the articles.
See, The Onion does it as a joke. These idiots act like it's real news.
They believe their lies.
That's why I always try to tell Matt from Florida, hey man, don't believe everything you read.
I know, he just loves it. But you know what? That's what I love about him. He just loves the buzz.
You know what's another one like that's like Movie Pilot that I hate? They do the same shit. Cinema Blend. I hate that. They're like, you understand? They're clickbait ridiculous. They're like, guess who's going to be in Batman vs. Superman? They don't tell you. Click to find out. And then they give you some BS. I'm like, come on, man.
Which one is? I think it's Cosmic Book News.
Pop
up where you have to sign up for a newsletter every single time. What are you selling on that newsletter? What's your favorite Batman site since this is Batman Talk? Let's go to you, Joe.
Oh, I've got one for you. Yeah, Batman/news.com and also BatmanOnFilm.com.
That's another. I went to war with that idiot. I made videos trashing Jet. I can't find Jet.
What happened?
Movie World. Are you talking about Bill Raimi?
Yes, I went to war with that idiot because I found out some information. He used to be credible. He's not credible anymore. He had a whole bunch of sources. He lost all his friends at WB because he's an asshole. He posted a lot on his site. He was so against Batman and Superman being in a movie together. He kept talking about it and said he thinks it's a stupid idea, that they should never be together in a movie together, that Batman needs to always be in the movies by himself. And Superman shit. He always went on about it, and WB got sick of him saying that because he was trying to provoke people to say that there should never be a Batman versus Superman. You just make solo Batman movies. And WB got sick of him saying that, so they kind of cut ties with him. So now he has to depend on friends that have sources, not his own, because WB don't want to have anything to do with him. He doesn't have any sources.
He's burned his bridge.
Yeah, exactly. He burned his bridge because, like, Dude, shut up. They're going to make a Batman versus Superman. We stop bitching about saying this should not be done. Batman should always be
Let me ask you, why do you like that site? Just tell us, you know, your side.
Well, I also listen to that dude's podcast, man. I mean, I'm not saying Movie World's wrong. He's probably right, but from what I hear, from him on his podcast, he sounds pretty legit, man. He seems like a really cool guy, and he's an advocate for the movie now. He's totally
You know why he's backing it? Because he basically got his ass smacked. Now he has to be like, oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I feel bad now because he was acting really arrogant. He's acting really arrogant, saying, no, this should not be done. This should never be. And he said Batman is silly together with Superman. It doesn't make sense. He kept on going on every day about Batman and Superman together is silly.
Well, you know, he had a change
stupid.
Of heart. He had a change of heart.
Yeah.
Now he's supporting the movie. So that's good. The more people that support it, the better, right, Movie World?
I would say the best one out there, though, Batman is probably batman-news.com. That's
which
the best
one
to go to.
Which
batman-news.com.
Oh, you mean the American one? Or there's like a French one, too. I don't know if that's the same one you're talking about.
No,
batman-news.com.
Well, it's not the word dash. It's the hyphen symbol. It's Batman and then hyphen and then news.
Batman-news.com. Have you been to that one, Movie World?
Yeah, I think that one is pretty cool. They have up-to-date
stuff. That one you approve? Okay, great. All right, now, Movie World, tell us, what are your favorite Batman sites?
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, I don't even, there used to be a whole bunch of Batman, awesome Batman sites in the 90s. Now it's like, I just go on regular comic book sites. I don't know. Besides Batman News, there's a French one. I think it's called Batman Dead News, like DE.NEWS, and they like have a history of Batman stuff, like all the movies, all the comic books. I think that's the right name. It's like Batman Dead News, like DE. That's a good one. But in a long time, I haven't seen any good Batman sites besides the Batman Dash News. I don't know. Maybe you could inform me of one.
Isn't there one like that's called Batman on Film?
Huh?
Batman on Film.
That's the one, the Bill Raimi one, you tomorrow.
What about it? Oh yeah, that's the one. That's the one that Movie World was just saying that the guy that ran it.
Oh, that's the one you went to war with.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that you went to war. Hey man, Movie World loves his Batman, so don't mess with him.
Hey, Movie World, you're gonna go to war. He is not our enemy.
What?
I said, Movie World, you're gonna go to war. He is not our enemy. You get that
right? Oh, yeah, that DBS show.
There you go.
That's cool,
guys. Okay, so thanks for sharing your favorite Batman sites. Just want to spread that word out for those of listeners that are listening to the podcast if they want to check out other Batman sites. I want to thank Josh Elledge for retweeting our posting of our podcast. It's live right now. Thumbs up for you, sir, for supporting us.
Sure.
Also, let's see, anything you guys want to plug? Now is the time. Let's go to you, Movie World.
Oh, man. Let me see. Okay.
Come on,
just,
plug your
channel,
everything. Go.
Check out my YouTube channel, Future.
You should do. Hey, can I ask you for a show idea? You know, how many shows do you do on your YouTube channel? How many do you average a day?
Sometimes like 3 or 4 or something.
Yeah. Okay. Like, here's one. If you want to, you know, take my idea, fine. But it would be great if you could do like your top. Like 5 sites that you've gone to war with, and then explain how you won each fight. You did do that as a video.
Oh yeah, I went to war with John Campia. So I mean,
you're kidding me, dude.
Are you serious?
Because you know everybody on YouTube does the top 5 or top 3, whatever. You should do. Yeah. Here is my top five websites or guys I've gone to war with, and then explain how you won them.
Wow.
That'd be
John Campia, he's like a legend.
He's a legendary poser. He acts like he's a fan, but then he swears up and down he's a DC fan. Yet he trusts. And besides Man of Steel,
let me tell you this.
He praises everything Marvel, but he lets everything DC get trashed.
You know, not that I know anything about John Campion.
He's a poser.
But when you have sponsors, you're someone's bitch. You know what I mean? So you have to like everything. You know. Because
he's not on AMC anymore. He's
Collider.
He's on Collider now, right? Yeah, but is Collider paying him or no?
Huh?
Well, he works for Collider. Yeah, he's working for them.
Yeah.
He has a contract.
So. And then I'm sure Collider wants
all the vile, disgusting things he said about Gal Gadot, and I've trashed him many times for that. He was always putting Gal Gadot down. Like, who the fuck are you, dude? You're nobody. Like, who are you to put down?
Has he ever replied to you?
What?
There's
a video. You know the Ben Affleck when they first announced that Ben Affleck was cast as Batman. They did a whole hour thing about it. And John Smith and the Chinese dude mentioned me because I did a video trashing Campia
how he supposedly hates Robin.
Because
he hates the idea of Robin being in the DC movie world. He doesn't want that, and he's made a rant video about it. John Campia.
Wow.
No, I heard he lost like hundreds of thousands of subscribers when the anti-Robin shit. He lost like hundreds of thousands of subscribers because he was going off about Robin.
That's crazy. Well, that's great that Batman and Robin are still relevant in the news today, and also on the social network. Thank you guys so much for calling in. We are concluding this broadcast of Batman Talk. I want to thank Joe from Krypton and also Movie World for calling in. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, sir.
Have a good night.
Good night.